Well, welcome councillors to this meeting of the licensing committee. Please note, this meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the council website, charnwood.gov.uk. In addition, please be advised that under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulations 2014, that other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any images and sound recording is not under the council's control. If you have any queries about these arrangements, please speak to Jeremy Project Services, who is the administrator in this meeting. Thank you. I say again, welcome. Item one of the agenda is apologies.
Yeah, so we've had apologies for this meeting, Chair, from Councillor Pacey and from Councillor Paling.
Item two, minutes of the previous meeting. Has anybody got any reasons why we shouldn't sign them off? All happy? Then they'll be signed off. Disclosure of pecuniary interest, item three. Has anybody got anything they wish to disclose at this time?
No.
No, Chair.
Questions under other committee procedures?
So no questions have been submitted for this meeting, Chair.
So item five, what we're all here for, adoption of model bylaws to regulate the hygiene and practice standards in premises conducted cosmetic piercings, semi-permanent skin colouring, acupuncture, tattoos and electrolysis. And I'm guessing you're going to present this, are you, Alan?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, this item is before yourselves for the adoption of some model bylaws to regulate the hygiene practice standards in premises conducting cosmetic piercings, semi-permanent skin colouring, acupuncture, tattooing and electrolysis. I've got with me today Stuart Atkins, who's the Health and Safety and Business Engagement Manager within Regulatory Services, who will go through the report with you and respond to any questions. And then I'll sum up at the end, Chair, as well.
Thank you.
Hi everybody, as Alan's pointed out, I'm Stuart Atkins, I work for Charnwood Borough Council, Health and Safety Business Engagement Manager, and in the Regulatory Services. And I'm here to put forward a report to request that the Licensing Committee agree to the adoption of updated model bylaws to be put before full council, which will not only apply to tattooing, electrolysis, acupuncture and ear piercing, but also include semi-permanent makeup and also cosmetic piercing, which also includes ear piercing. The following recommendations are imposed as follows. That's to recommend to full council the adoption of the bylaws outlined in Appendix 1 to this report. Subject to recommendation one, to recommend to full council that the head of regulatory services be given delegated authority to take all such steps as may be necessary to make, seal, advertise and obtain confirmation under section 235 of the Local Government Act 1972 of the bylaws from the Secretary of State for Health so as to bring them into effect. Number three, to recommend to full council that, subject to the confirmation of the bylaws referred to in recommendation two above, the existing bylaws related to ear piercing, acupuncture, tattooing and electrolysis in the Borough of Charnwood, made by the Council on the 7th of March 1984 and confirmed by the Secretary of State for Health, be revoked. And number four, to recommend to full Council that the head of regulated services be given delegated authority to introduce a fee in line with our current fee for skin piercing activities and in line with Council's fees and charging policies. These proposals help to ensure that all businesses in Charnwood are registered with the Borough Council and that we will be able to apply the bylaws which control hygienic premises and practices to ensure that the transmission of blood-borne viruses such as HIV or hepatitis are minimised. Businesses will be consulted before adoption for at least one calendar month, and then the bylaws will be required to be sealed by the Secretary of State for Health. We also operate in the borough the Tattoo Hygiene Rating Scheme in Charnwood, which is a similar system to food hygiene ratings, where tattooists can voluntarily apply to the scheme with no charge and receive a score of 1-4. Currently we've got 5 tattooists on that scheme, 3 threes, 2 fours. This scheme also promotes hygiene and good practice for the tattooing only.
On the tattooing then, is that just if you want to do it?
Yes. So basically it came from Wales. So the Chartered Institute in Wales decided to develop a scheme to try and raise standards for tattooing in particular, because that's always seen or been seen in the past as sort of the more invasive skin piercing area and where they've had more problems. So we at Charnwood, because we have a number of skin piercing and particularly tattooists in Charnwood, we're quite popular, and last year in fact we had an had our first tattoo convention, which was in Thurmston. So they took over an area and invited tattooists from outside the borough into our borough, which is really successful, which we work with them. So the tattoo hygiene rating scheme has been seen to try and raise standards with tattooists and try and, like I say, it's a voluntary scheme at the moment. Some tattooists think it's a good idea, some not so much, so it depends on the benefits. But we try.
Can I just ask one more question before I open up to everybody else? Does this also cover Botox?
Right, so Botox is a particular medical application, and therefore it's governed by the GMC, General Medical Council, and the nursing practitioner side of things. So it's not something that we get involved with. We did have problems recently where one of our beauticians was using somebody who the person didn't think was registered, had a problem going wrong with Botox, and so we ended up referring that back to the GMC.
Sunday.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's just a query. On page 11, under Part B, the third paragraph, throughout the report, reference is made to premises, tattoo parlours, etc. I take that to be. But on page 11, under Part B, sentence, there are also other applications such as henna tattoos, which are also semi-permanent, but can contain high levels of metals or viruses. Henna tattooing, if by that you mean sort of the hand, that can be done on a very casual basis. So, for instance, the Mela is coming up, and there will certainly be people in Loughborough Marketplace doing henna hand painting. Is that covered by these bylaws, or is that entirely separate?
I think currently henna tattooing could be classed as semi-permanent now, and so it could be classed as a business. If it was a business operation and they were working in a premises, then that could be included, because that's one of the problems. If they have noticed that they've had problems with henna, and semi-permanent makeup or colouring is a very wide definition. So whereas before we didn't have, in 1982 didn't have these sort of things going on, they've sort of tried to expand it to encompass, and also going forward, any other things that people bring in to do with cosmetics. So that could be, one example is even down to where people have lost their hair and they redo their forehead, they re-stipple their hair, that's also then would come under those all these regulations as well. So it's just to try and enforce on those people to make sure they're doing it safely and they're doing it in the right manners, I suppose.
So does this mean then that we will tell people who are offering this sort of casual application of henna tattooing that they may not do it?
Right, Chair, can I just respond to that? The bylaws and the regulations talk about the registration of the premises and the individual link to that premises. So what we'd expect the individuals coming along, right, with food safety, is they are registered at a premises or a business, so they should have a registration somewhere. That's what we'd expect those individuals to have. What the bylaws is linked to is the actual premises. It is linked to a premises rather than someone coming out into a market stall or a store, that sort of thing. But we'd expect them to be registered where their business is registered, if they operate a business. If it's a hobby,
because you may find that this is not someone's business.
We may unpick a few things like that.
I think I agree with Alan. Is there has to be like commercial, like we would with boarding and HMRC guidelines are about commercial. What makes a commercial business, and we'd use those, I think, to maybe enforce that sort of thing. There's nothing stopping us providing guidance though to things like Loughborough Mela. So we've done that with the food safety. So they've got a lot of food stalls, and so as the regulated services, we provided Loughborough Mela already. Katia, and she's actually come back to me with somebody who's trading as a home caterer, and it's raised on our radar that she might need some guidance and help on food safety. So we do work quite closely with the event organisers on those sort of aspects as well, so we can provide that guidance on that.
Thank you very much.
Yes, part of what I was going to ask has been covered, because so therefore I take it this is licensing the premises.
It's registration
of the premises. Okay. Now, there's a lot in it, talking about, you know, the, some of the safety, the hygiene, the overalls, the furniture. Who governs the competence of the operator? Do anybody need a qualification, or can anybody just set himself up as a tattooist? Yeah. Is that outside of this anyway?
That's basically, okay. So the regulations are really specifically about the cleanliness of the premises,
yes,
and that sort of thing. When you're talking about and the sterilisation of equipment and things like that, so it's the infection risk we're looking,
yes,
at. If it's the actual individuals, whether they are able to do certain sort of things, then we wouldn't control that. The only way we would control if there are issues like that is through general health and safety rules. So under health and safety legislation, if they are causing people injury as a result of their actions and operating a business, we can take that action. And apart from that, there is no other rules. Which is why in terms of tattooing, we've tried to do a hygiene,
yes,
so it's a rating scheme to try and give the public a bit more confidence. But it will be general health and safety, unless it's like Stuart, so it's a medical type treatment, which, like the Botox was mentioned, that would go through to the British Medical Council, really.
It is something the government still haven't quite got hold of with this side of things, because it's very difficult, I think, because there's so many training courses, so many, you know, online versus going to a college, all different aspects of being able to train as a tattooist or acupuncturist. Some of them are more formal. So tattooing is very informal. It's very apprentice based. They tattoo themselves, they tattoo their friends. That's how they do that side of it. Two, things like semi-permanent makeup, which is like the microblading, which is where they do eyebrows, things like that. That's done by the very much beauty industry, and that is a much more controlled aspect to that in training, so they can go and get qualifications at college and things like that. So it's very much,
Just to round that up, sorry. So I suppose, really, from a competence point of view, the way we have to assess it is through health and safety. We have to make sure that, because they are supposed to have adequate training, supervision, things like that, as a general health and safety rule. But there's nothing specific in here about what competency level they would
have. This is just premises.
Yeah.
Okay. And running this side.
I was going to ask what Sandy asked in the end about the persons being registered. She made a really interesting point about the Mela coming up, and the temporary tattooing may be something that comes up there as well. So will you be sort of guiding the organisers on any persons they've got booked to do either of those things?
If it's something that, yeah, we're made aware of, Emma, then yeah, that would be something.
We'll make the organisers aware.
Yeah, yeah. They're unlikely to know that this is happening. So
we'll make the organisers aware, so that if there is anybody there, we can check it out.
Pauline.
Yeah, Emma's asked the query that I had, actually, because if we're having, we have got the Christmas lights and all that comes on, and the henna and everything goes towards that, we put henna on people's arms and legs and face, and it is lead-based, which does worry me slightly, because if you get an allergy to it, it'll come up, particularly children. So as you're going to monitor it, I'm quite happy for me to actually propose that this goes through.
I'm proposing this. Anybody else
got
anything to add?
No. John? Just say, a few years ago, I had a barmaid who had some henna in Spain on her oldest with her friends, and she got an infection from this henna tattooing really badly. Yeah. She was off work for 3 months, and that was one tattoo on her shoulder. It went into her front stream as well. It was some sort of virus or something she got from the henna.
So do you want some more, Alan, before...
Yes, thank you, Chair. So you've had the outline of the report to you and the recommendations. Just to say that what we're asking yourselves to do is to approve the recommendations to go to full council, because it will be full council decision as to adopt the bylaws, and ask the Secretary of State to basically pass the bylaws for us. In terms of consultation, just wanted to make it clear as well, in terms of the consultation, we have done some consultation prior to this with businesses and public. What the consultation report is about is, once we've agreed we're going to introduce bylaws, it's telling people we're introducing bylaws. So that's what that consultation is about. It's not the, you know, our thought process before this. Yeah. It's where we're looking at introducing. So it's a notice of intention that we're going to introduce these bylaws. Mm. And then any objections from that can then go to the Secretary of State with our information.
Okay. I'm happy still to propose that.
So we need a proposer and a seconder that we accept this.
Well, I'll second it, but can I ask one quick question, please? On page 7, point number 4, where you say, be given delegated authority to introduce a fee in line with our current fee for skin piercing activities. What is the current fee for skin piercing activities?
So at the moment, premises and persons both register for £130 and it's a one off charge. So they just pay for it.
Just to be clear, we've already got the regulations in place. So we have got model bylaws in place. People can register with us at the moment. What we're doing as part of this process is to introduce the model bylaws, but any new people coming to us will carry on with the fee, basically. So we're making sure that I can, with these new bylaws coming in, because obviously it's new bylaws, we'll be doing the fee under the new bylaws. We want to make sure we would continue with that fee.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I believe it's been proposed by Pauline Ranson and it's been seconded by Councillor Ted Parton. We accept this recommendation to go to full council. Show of hands in favour of that, please. That's unanimous. Thank you all very much.
Well done, Chair. Right. Oh,